Catterskill Clove, where nature met art, is the exhibition currently on display at the Zadig Pratt Museum in Prattsville, New York. The exhibit is intended to raise awareness about the importance of the clove and the need for its preservation in the face of environmental strain it has been under for the past several years as tourists flock to its swimming holes in the summer months, with many leaving garbage behind, polluting the creek, and even spray-painting graffiti across the cavernous rock walls. The show is up through the summer until Columbus Day weekend and features clove artwork by contemporary painters alongside one of the late Thomas Locker's renderings of Catterskill Falls. Here now to share more are Andy Reid of the Zadig Pratt Museum and Dr. Kevin Avery, a senior research scholar at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Dr. Avery, Andy, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to be here.
Andy, give us a sense of how this whole idea, this exhibit, came to be.
Well, I don't know if you know, but the Hurricane Irene decimated Prattsville in the 2011. And, you know, the museum, like many of the establishments, buildings, houses in Prattsville, have struggled to bounce back, if you like. And, you know, the museum's mission statement is to bring, you know, to bring culture to the area and to enlighten people about the whole area, not just the town of Prattsville. And it's important for two reasons to bring this exhibit to the museum. It gives a message that the museum is in some way up and running again. Although there's still a lot to do in terms of recuperating from the flood, but also educates, and that's one of the missions of the museum, to educate about the area, not just Prattsville. So the clove is an essential part of that.
So let us talk for a moment about what exactly is on display in the exhibit.
Well, there are four artists who are in exhibit, and first being Thomas Locker, the late Thomas Locker, and three of I believe his students, those being Athena Belias, Patty Ferreira, and Carol Slutsky. So there are four artists, but there's also on the second floor there is also an exhibit of photography that from Larry Gambin that gives an illustration of what the museum looked like and prior to or after Irene hit, and to give people a sense of what's been achieved at the museum also. So that's there as well, and there's also another room which gives a Civil War exhibit.
Dr. Kevin Avery, as I mentioned, is a senior research scholar at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And Kevin, tell us a little bit about your participation and how you came into this process.
Well, I was simply asked to give a lecture a few weeks ago on the subject of artists in the Catterskill Clove. So I talked a great deal about painters like Sanford Gifford, I think most especially, and his predecessor, the founder of the Hudson River School, Thomas Cole. But Worthington Wittridge, Jervis McEntee were also subjects that I brought into the discussion. And I think the lecture went off pretty well. I mean, it gives people a sense that we're inheriting something here. When people visit the Clove, we're not just an isolated part. It's not just for ourselves, but we've been handed down something that could go away or could be significantly changed or altered if we don't take care of that legacy.
And speak to that a little bit, Andy, about how this exhibit and the clove itself are in concert of one another. I mean, I guess the perfect scenario is to spend time at the museum and then spend time at the Clove or vice versa.
Yeah, that's something that we would like to do in the coming months is to invite bus tours of people, if you like, to enjoy the Clove and to enjoy the museum maybe in the same day on a trip, to take to enjoy physically as Kevin said, the beauty of the clove, but also to go and see some of the work that some of the influential artists have created and their interpretations of the clove.
Your museum in Prattsville is one, obviously one part, and can certainly have can create an opening of a discussion about this issue. But meanwhile, there is the environmental aspect of it, and which is being worked on, and a concern as to the future of the clove.
Yes, as you mentioned at the beginning, you know, there is a concerted effort from organisations such as the Thomas Cole House, the Mountain Clove Scenic Byways Committee, the Mountaintop Historical Society, for example, and the museum to bring an application to the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation and Historic Preservation to petition the federal government to designate Catskills Clove as a national landmark. Now, as I'm sure you can tell, I'm from Scotland. We have, you know, throughout Europe, throughout America, we have national landmarks that are absolutely fantastic to look at, but they're also protected. And I think what's needed at this time is to have a little bit more protection for the clove, and to help those folks such as the DEP and the police and other organisations who are doing a fantastic job in helping to maintain the clove to the standards that are at the moment, but to give them a little bit more help in protecting this wonderful landmark.
And Kevin, I'm curious about of putting this into context of the art from that region and from the Hudson Valley as a whole of what this represents and its importance in what we consider to be American art.
Well, the clove is intimately tied up with the literature, both the literature and the art that described it from the early days, going back to the early 19th century. I mean, even before the painters got there, we're talking about figures like James Fenimore Cooper and Washington Irving, who described the clove, especially Cooper, in his Leatherstocking Tales, especially The Pioneers, which was published in 1823. And this is because Cooper had been up there himself. And so, in many ways, it might almost be argued that the Hudson River School might not have existed or existed in the way it appeared or expressed itself, except that it was led there, Thomas Cole in particular, by Cooper's descriptions in his novel. These descriptions are made by Hawkeye, you know, Leatherstocking, Natty Bumpo, whatever name you want to Cooper gave him, and so I guess the point is that all of these things, verbal and artistic descriptions, even as they continue down today in the present exhibition, help us to value this place better. Because in a way, they, first of all, they pointed us to it, and they continue to point us to it. And secondly, they show us how beautiful it is, which, strange to say, we might not see for ourselves, except that writers and artists, you know, frame it in such a way, they put it in language, they put it in pictures, that it almost becomes more beautiful than we might see it for ourselves.
And I guess that's what, you know, so many of us look for when we come to a museum, but there's great beauty in the work that you are showing, and the fact that we can make that connection to a real place is very special.
Yes,
I think absolutely. I mean, each artist has, you know, a certain interpretive slant that they may bring to the place, but that only enhances the many different frameworks within which we can see, you know, this place as even more splendid than we might without their interpretations.
Andy?
Yeah, I think I'll echo that. I mean, Kevin is obviously an expert in the art and landscape art, etc. And I think what he's saying is correct. You know, I think you know, for those people who may not be able to fully enjoy the clove, you know, in terms of going for walks or whatever, I think the art offers that bird's eye view, if you like, of, as Kevin's saying, interpretations of people's art and what they got from their experience in the clove. So I think that's very important.
Well, Catterskill Clove, where nature met art, will be at the Zadok Pratt Museum in Prattsville, New York, through Columbus Day. To learn more, you can visit prattmuseum.com. Prattmuseum.com. Again, it's Catterskill Clove, where nature met art, now through Columbus Day. Kevin Avery and Andy Reed, thank you very much for being with us. Have a wonderful summer, and I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us this morning.
Thank you for
Thank you very much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.